This might not really qualify as a Devar Torah, but it is a really interesting thought that I'd like to share with you. And I think it's certainly connected to the 3 weeks, and perhaps we'll try to connect it to the Parsha as well. Last week I was on a camp overnight, which I'm on again this week as well. And on the camp overnight, we went to Six Flags, and when we were done with Six Flags, it got very, very, very windy. Started raining very heavily, and thankfully we were already on the bus. And it's about a 3-minute drive to exit the parking lot from where we were parked. That took us close to an hour. I took video of what it looked like. We were in like near monsoon hurricane type conditions. It was pretty bad. And the kids actually even got nervous, and we said tefillah sederach, which in and of itself I think was a pretty a good life lesson, that sometimes when things happen, what we need to do is we need to daven. God is there and He's listening. And thankfully, we emerged safely. But once we were like slowly edging our way out of where we were parked, we encountered two women who like ran in front of the bus, banged on the driver's window, and begged us to come on the bus. And the driver, feeling that it's not his place, even though he's the one driving, but it's not his place to make the determination who enters the bus, turned to me and said, "What do you think?" And I said, "It's not even a question. We have to let them on." And we let them on, and they were clearly overwhelmed, having been running outside in this massive storm for quite some time. And as they're sitting down, we shared with the kids that we did this mitzvah and blah, blah, blah. And what I felt was amazing was I had actually told the kids the story just a few moments before, that this had happened to us many years back, that we were also in a similar type of storm in the parking lot of Hershey Park, and these two people came on our bus because they just could not find their car, and they were soaked and drenched. And I told these women that this had actually just happened. I told the kids this story. And I think they were pretty impressed. But I said to them, I was like, "Where do you need to go?" And they're like, "Well, we have such and such a car." And we made it the mission of the entire bus to try to find their car. Now, we did not successfully find their car. However, the storm did end. But I'd like to believe that we made a Kiddush Hashem, because what we showed them was that we legitimately care about people. And when you care about people, you just make it work. And you do whatever you can to help them, even if it's not so simple for you. And I believe that that's the idea of Kiddush Hashem, but it's also the idea of Ahavat HaBriyot, that you love people, the love of people that can be demonstrated by doing something that's really going out of your way to help others. And I'd like to believe that that is something that makes a roshem on the people in the world, and hopefully it makes a roshem on us. But I want to share with you a question. Why was it so easy to do this? Why is it that there's so many people that we interact with daily that we can't do things like this for? So it's a beautiful psychological principle that I heard once from Rabbi Frand. Rabbi Frand suggests that the reason why we could be grateful and thankful to someone like this is because we will never see them again. So we're like off the hook with them. So we don't feel beholden to them. But when it comes to our parents, our siblings, our spouses, our children, in that dynamic, there's always this feeling of, "Oh my gosh, I owe you." So sometimes we don't want to help them the same way because we don't want to be beholden to them, and we don't want them to be beholden to us. Random strangers, sometimes easier. People that are not strangers, sometimes harder. But then I got inspiration from a completely different place. I was reading Arut Sheva on Friday, and they had an article from where they quoted Putin, Vladimir Putin from Russia. And he said that everybody in the world, the whole world, should look towards the Jews as a source of how to get along well with each other. Jews are able to get along with each other regardless of what we look like, what we act like, what our backgrounds are. We take care of all. And he said that that's something that in the Russian world, the Ukrainians and the Russians and all the other denominations have to figure out. And I thought, wow, isn't it amazing that that's what that's what the world thinks about us. But I think that we have to sometimes wonder, do we really actually deliver on that? Or there are times where we look at other people and we're like, not my kind of Jew, or not my kind of person, I can't really help you. It's a real question that I think we have to struggle with. It's a real question we have to think about. Yes, it's easy to help other people, especially in scenarios where we'll never have to see them again. That is 100% true. We have to ask ourselves, can we do better? And once we say, yes, we can do better, we have to ask ourselves, is there any way we could not only aspire to be more on target with what we do for other people, especially those who are closest, but can we try to find a way to see past the differences, see past the things that divide us, and look for the things that we have in common that allow us to unite?